Congratulations, Mr. Bolin, on reaching 300 wins. Here's to many more.
Mr. Bolin, I just want to say thanks for the type of organization that we have here. We always know that we've got your support.
I think that's a huge deal for the organization and the city of Denver and the state of Colorado. Pat Bolin's such a great owner, and I'm really happy to see him be the first to reach that.
He's a class guy, you know. He's one of the few owners that a lot of players respect, and it's great to have him, you know, around us on the football field doing training camps and just seeing him throughout the year on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, that shows why our organization is such a class organization.
He was always involved with the players. He always worked out in the same workout rooms that we did. He always made sure we were taken care of.
As a player, you can't play for a better owner, because his main goal was to win world championships. And as a player, to have an owner when it starts at the top to give you every opportunity to try to win a world championship as a player, that's what it's all about.
He's at every function, and he's always talking and interacting with the guys. So I'm happy for him and really glad that he's able to experience that.
What he's done for me and my family, what he's done for the city, state of Colorado, second to none.
Just a guy that would go out there, spend money, step back, let the coaches coach, let the players play, but willing to do whatever it took to get the team to win.
Pat elevated what the Denver Broncos are forever.
Mr. Bolin, in my eyes, he just seems different, you know, from every other owner out there. It doesn't really feel like ownership. You know, it feels like, you know, a family.